Maybe because of that, as we were worshiping, this started coming strongly to my spirit, man. How God dealt with Abraham. The first encounter Abraham had with God was Genesis chapter 12, at least recorded in the Bible. The first encounter recorded, Abraham 12. So the Lord said to Abraham, before then you see the genealogy and see where Abraham came from. So the Lord said to Abraham in chapter 12, get out or go out from your land, your relatives, and your father's house to the land that I will show you. Now, let me start with this, because a lot of people get into the Bible and they take prophecies, they take promises, sometimes that are general and make it specific, which is okay, it's really work. But when it is very, very specific, you can't make it general. Hello? Praise the Lord. And many have made that mistake. Now, God may be telling you, get out of your father's house. That's all right. It's you. That doesn't make it a doctrine for all of us. And there are many of these things happening in the church today. Hello? Amen. I wondered if, when God was telling Abraham to get out of his father's house, I wondered if Adam would have heard something like that before and decided to get out of the Garden of Eden. Talk to me. All right. So some prophecies, some instructions are general. Some are specific. Praise the Lord. I say praise Jesus. So he said, get out of your father's house. I'm trying to look for another example of specific. Please help me. We're all students of the Bible. Specific instructions. Moses dropped the rod in your hand. How will it feel if I come in today and say, well, you know, I'm not a shepherd. I'm a preacher. So I hold the mic. And while you're watching me, and I drop that, and of course, nothing will happen. Then I pick it again, I'll drop it again. Nothing will happen. He's not asking me to drop it. He told Moses to drop it to prove something to Moses. And he proved it. And what he wanted to achieve with Moses was, look, can I give you the conviction that is necessary that I am God and I'm the one sending you and I stand by my word and when I say it, it comes to pass. Hallelujah. And so there are many ways he can tell me that today without asking me to drop the mic or stone them with the mic. Praise the Lord. Isn't God wonderful? So I looked at this specific instruction and right in there, I see the general aspect flowing out. You see where it becomes general. Go out of your land, your relatives, your father's house to the land that I will show you. That was physical, though spiritual. I will make you a great nation. Oh, praise the Lord. Now, simply put, your becoming great will be seriously dependent on your obedience. Is anybody hearing me? Hello? Can you see anything general there? If you become obedient to the word of God, he will bless you. Simple. I will make you a great nation and I will bless you. I will make your name great. How many people want great names? Okay, not everybody. All right. Those who want it, get it in Jesus' name. Yeah. Those who don't want it, when you are ready, when you come back, say, let's pray. If you want great name, raise your hand up. You want to be blessed, raise your hand up. You want long life, raise your hand up. You want to see your children, raise your hand up. And then tell, say, unto you, O Lord, I've lifted my hands. I believe you. I take you at your word. It's coming to pass. In the name of Jesus. Put your hands down. Glory be to God in the highest. We have a God that blesses. Come on, hello. I don't know how people know God. Mm-hmm, that's all right. You see? Yes, see? Once I was young. But now I am old. I have never seen the Lord.
Once I was young.
But now
I am old.
I have never seen the Lord.
Hey, have you ever seen?
No,
no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no.
I have never seen the Lord.
Have you ever seen?
No. I have never seen
the Lord changing.
Thank you. I will make you. There's only one that makes. Don't let anybody deceive you. Anybody can promise heaven and earth. And because you have come to terms with the only one that can make, when your confidence is in him and he begins to make you, no one cannot make you. They can't make you in the first place. So how can they try to make you? I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great. And you will be a blessing. I want to be a blessing. I just want to be a blessing to people. Verse 3. I will bless those who bless you. I hope you know I didn't write the Bible. I will bless them that will bless you. And I will curse those who treat you with contempt. Those who curse you, I will curse. Now, you don't need to worry about those who are sending, making divinations, witchcraft, sorcery, and enchantment. Once they see God is about to do something in your life, they gather together. It's for their total destruction. They fail to realize that you are operating in a covenant. The same God that will make you, the same God that will make your name great, the same God that will bless you, is the same God that will bless them that bless you. Is the same God that will curse them that curses you. Or rather, him that curses you. Anyone that will make himself an enemy of God, let him stand against you. But you see, you have to come to terms with who you are dealing with. He operates in covenant settings. He will never change. Anytime God is about, was about to do something in the life of David, the Philistines will gather only for their destruction. Total destruction. I will bless those who bless you. I will curse those who treat you with contempt. And all the people on earth will be blessed through you. Do you know that when you are showing someone God's blessings, you don't know how far reaching it's going to be? You only need to show a little boy some blessing of God. Probably save his life from death. And now watch what we have. You only need to do good as it's in your hand to do. So you wonder why some people just hate people doing well. They just hate to see you prosper. You just wonder. But then we shouldn't wonder too much. The Bible says they are like their father, the devil. If a man is not in Christ, his heart is desperately weak. But there's a God that blesses, the covenant keeping God, the one that just looks at you and says, come, I want to bless you. I want to make your name great. I want to make you a great nation. Amazingly, you see, that's general. Because to everybody in the area of your assignment, God wants to make you great. That's why the Bible says, for God so loved Taiwo. I mean, only Taiwo. No, maybe he doesn't love anybody in the world. For God so loved only Taiwo Odukoya. And so he allowed Jesus to die for only Taiwo. No, of course not. For God so loved the world, everybody. And he gave his only begotten son, the best he had. But having given it to all, it's whosoever will receive it. He won't force it. So can I say this today? In the name of Jesus, receive a blessing. Whether it's in your health, whether it's in your career, whether it's in your finances, whether it's in your marriages, whether it's in your ministry, you are serving the God that blesses, the covenant-keeping God. You have a covenant with God. through the blood of Jesus. So please hear me. Receive a blessing in the name of Jesus. Let me say it again. You are blessed in the name of Jesus.